go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that their New Year's resolution is to be bigger, badder, and footier. I'm your host, dude, and being footy with me,
Jay,
and this is the only show that talks about conspiracy theories, non-conspiracy theories, assassinations, non-assassinations, goblins, ghouls, mystical creatures, mystical items, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, and today we are going to something we haven't done before.
Never.
Mediums. We are doing one of the most famous mediums of all time, the Fox Sisters. Now, the Fox Sisters came up in the 1800s of New York. These are two sisters, Margaret and Kate. They were at home. Their family just moved to a nice, modest location right outside Newark. And they were visited by a spirit. They were claimed of cold patches in their home, things moving where they shouldn't. They put like a weird thing. They put a string tied around an apple and then put another string around something else. So when the ghost comes by, it'll hit it and it'll drop the apple. So they know that something's in the room. So
some Home Alone type shit.
And they're always hearing knocking. Yeah, that was the thing, like knocking, knocking, knocking. So the sister Margaret found out, like asking it questions and asking it to knock, the ghost would knock back the answer. So like knock once for yes, knock for two. So much they got in tune with this ghost that they found out that it was the owner, the previous owner before, he was murdered. Wow. And buried 10 feet under the house.
Wow.
And they were able to find out the murderer, the man's name, and who murdered him just by the ghost tapping.
Wow.
And the parents were so impressed by the girls, how crazy this supernatural thing was, they invited the whole town to come over and start hearing them, the knocks and stuff like that. So they gained a little notoriety in New York, because their oldest sister, she decided, hey, I'm managing you two, and we're taking this show on the road. So they booked a train, and they go town to town, and they would contact their whole seances in dark basements and stuff like that. And they would do seances. They knock once, knock yeah, they're normal. They invented spiritualism.
Wow.
So we wouldn't have the Long Island medium. We'd have the people that say they speak with the dead. We wouldn't have ghost hunters. Would not for these ladies who made this shit popular. Like when they started going on the road, like 2 years after, everybody had a spiritual act. There were so many across the board. You had posters, watch the man levitate, watch the man bring a ghost to town. All just by them doing their knocking. And it was so popular, so popular. But for the pressures Margaret was under, she finally came clean. She said it was all a hoax.
Wow.
All a hoax. It was all trickery. They would have them sit down. You set the mood dark. So people are already freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out. You get a plant. You get a guy who can, like, say, like, okay, this knows a little bit about the person they're going to talk to about these people.
Yeah.
And you do the responses by they were doing knocks with their knees. So they had big dresses. No one knew. Once they go under, they would put their trick and drip and the knee, and that would be the knocking on the table. Or they would just simply crack their knuckles, and that would be the sort of quote-unquote trickery. Like when Kate would be, oh, give us a knock, and Margaret would have her hands down and crack, crack, there's your knocks. So people really did not care, because at this point, what they started could not be stopped. People wanted to believe in ghosts.
So popular.
So popular. But here's the conspiracy thing that I found in it. Later on, they recanted their story. They're like, no, it is real. So I want to know who pressured them into telling her that it wasn't real at the first place. No one ever says that Margaret and them died basically almost like 2 years apart. Each one of them died like 2 or 3 years apart. So they were old women. They became drunks and they squandered the money that they made on drinking. They died all in poverty. It's a very sad story. Wow. So they were very famous at the time, but after doing many, many spiritualism, people believe that they made the statement and then they recanted it, proves that they were pressured by somebody to say it was fake. But after recanting the story, it's not fake. But at that time, it was off their hands. It was off their hands. But this one I found really interesting because not only did they give birth to the spiritualism, which we haven't talked about before, like medium talking to ghosts, which we wouldn't have Ouija boards without them. We wouldn't have all this shit. I don't believe in ghosts personally. When I see one, then I'll believe. But I ain't never seen a ghost. I've been into a room where it's a cold spot. It's a fucking cold spot. And you know, ghosts gonna show yourself, ghosts. Let's Scooby do this shit. Come out.
Yeah. I know, man. I'm pretty scared of ghosts. Don't be talking like that.
Not in my state. Yeah, not in my fun. Don't you bring that evil here.
Yeah, hey, you better take that out.
You better take that out to the cleaners.
Ghosts are very scary. I do believe in them. So.
So you would be. So they'd come to town and be like, "Oh, I heard your grandpappy died. Yep. Would you like to talk to him again?"
I'd be like, "Yeah, for
and
sure."
And you go, "My woman, no, I don't, because it's the 1800s.
Yeah, they should be like, "Oh, he misplays." Playing baseball with you, they'd be like, "Oh, I totally play baseball with my grandpa."
I totally play baseball with grandpa.
Yeah, you know, and then they just—I'm pretty sure it's very general, basic stuff like that, right? Because that's how it is now, you know.
Yeah, like, they ask you some general questions.
Hey, does anyone have a dad with a name start with a B? And everyone's like, "Oh yeah."
Oh shit!
My dad Bob.
Bob Billy Bob Bob.
Brandon.
Brandon. Oh yeah, I was. Brandon, it's
coming right to yeah.
See, that's why I can't believe in them. These hoaxes, and they're all hokey people.
Mediums, I don't believe in.
Yeah.
I definitely don't believe you can just talk to ghosts. I don't believe that's possible.
You can't talk to a ghost?
I don't think so.
No.
I think maybe they can move shit, you know what I mean? But I don't.
You don't think the knockings
would no, good? No,
you don't think they're trying to knock with you?
No.
Yeah, they also call that rapping.
Especially Ouija boards, especially to freak you out until you get demons. I messed with Ouija board before when I was when I was a kid too, and you just never know who's actually moving it, you know?
Yeah.
Could be your cousin.
Could be you know, the devil himself.
Could be Satan.
Yeah. Could be Satan like, oh,
yeah.
Just got another one.
Playing board games, you know?
Yeah, Satan.
Very scary though.
That was a board game. That came out as a board game. But a
very
Satan's,
scary.
Satan's board
very
game.
Very scary.
Satan's board
yeah, game. Yeah, it's that's, not just any board
game. Satan's board game. Yeah, like I found this one tragic that they died in poverty and all the good. But hey, if it's real and you're talking to Ghost 24 goddamn 7,
yeah.
Wouldn't you want to hit the bottle after, like, I'm so tired of these fucking things knocking at me, like, goddamn it.
True.
Gotta feel nothing. Give me the bottle of whiskey.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, this is Margaret and Kate are the ones that did it. And then the older sister is just their manager. Like, she fucking saw dollar signs. Like,
yeah.
We're hitting the road, bitches.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Got tickets and we got posters ready.
Yeah, so Chop Chop, they started talking to the dead. Or maybe it started out to talk to the dead and then, like, they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They don't
it happened one time.
Yeah, they talked to the guy that died, and he was like, cool.
Yeah.
But then they go there each time to town, and you got to provide each time.
Yeah, every time.
Every time, or people are going to be pissed and want their money back, and then you were discredited.
And this is at what time? This is a long time ago?
They started out at 1848.
See, anything's believable.
Yeah. And they died at that time. They died in 1892, before the turn of the century, and they were already old women by then. And they already start they started this movie. That's why I found some raspberry that they just
that's cool.
Them yeah. Just doing this little thing just blew the fuck up. Like everyone was everywhere part of the United States, Mexico, South America, Europe just had a shit ton of mediums and spiritualism people who claim and went to the show. It was a theater. the theater.
Yeah, act. Well, it's more like a gimmicky
kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Like, you know, let me knock with my knee. You know, it's a quick buck. It's a scam.
It's basically a quick scam. Yeah, they're pretty good scammers, but. The other people got more complicated. I mean, raise this guy up and.
I mean, maybe people could talk. I don't know. I don't want to speak for anyone. You know what I mean? But
I'll speak for Hard Fern. What about Bigfoot, Ghost? Come see me. I'm right here. Come on, Ghost.
Not me.
Not me. All right, shut the fuck up.
I think I
need to call the fox. Get a cleansing of this man. But yeah, this is. I found this one more interesting than anything. I want to talk about ghost things. We only covered like a ghost ship.
Yeah.
And
not a whole lot of ghosts.
Not a whole lot of ghosts.
Muldire.
Muldire. He was a witch.
Awesome.
Right. Remember. Cursed. But I like this, it's kind of like it falls into like supernatural, conspiracy theory, hoax, all that what we like to talk about. This one just epitomizes it. And they died broke.
This is a good mixture too, because this is, you know, like it started off something. I like anything that has to do with like history, like real life history.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so like they actually had an impact on the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it was a hoax, they still have made it like a major impact
on the world.
I think that still continues
today. Hell, there's the Long Island Media on TLC.
There's 55 shows. Yeah, they're
raking in the
ghost hunters and
ghost hunters.
Let's talk about the fact that no one's ever found a ghost on Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What's up with that? They've only found...
Not one noise, not one...
They've only found... Not body temperatures, orbs.
Yeah.
Orbs.
Oh, it's a speck of dust?
Yeah. Or, no, it's an orb. It's a ghost orb. No. Oh, it's so scary. And then you get the raspy...
Bullshit.
But another thing, if ghosts are just tapping... Why now can they talk through VHS? Yeah,
all of a sudden,
ghosts found their voice. See, that's why I can't believe in ghosts. That's why I can't do it. I can't call nobody. Ghosts don't exist. I'm the guy in Ghostbusters that shuts them down because I don't believe it until it's too late. I start the apocalypse. That's going to be me. Sorry, guys. I'm going to get the ghosts out.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like this one, Kate.
I think this one's going to be a tough one, you know? The main question, what about Bigfoot? How are you going to fit Bigfoot into this?
Bigfoot, part of the scam.
Part of the scam?
Part of the scam.
Oh.
And for one time, you know, they don't have a tablecloth, like, fuck, I'm going to do this. Bigfoot's just walking around doing Bigfoot things, like, hey, come here, you want to pay a prank on a human? Said it once, said it a million times. Bigfoot don't like humans. He's like, ain't these fuckers look stupid? I'm in. He's under the floorboards, and he's the one knocking. And big knocks when it's supposed to be the big, dramatic ones.
Yeah, you know, pops big, the whole
big,
table.
Big, yeah, poof, poof, yeah, when it's supposed to be angry ghosts. Bigfoot.
Whoa.
Yeah. Bigfoot making that coin that he doesn't do anything with.
Bigfoot, scam artist.
Scam artist. He's part of a scam. Bigfoot, we need you for a job. Oh, you son of a bitch. I'm in.
Anything to mess with humans.
I mean,
all right. That was a good turnaround. You know, like my head, I didn't know where I was going to go with this. Mediums. I think, you know.
You think they talk to Bigfoot ghosts?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Because Bigfoots have no souls.
Whoa. That's a claim right there.
Yeah, I'm putting everything on the line. Yeah. No ghosts and no souls for Bigfoots.
Wow.
You ain't getting no forced Bigfoot ghosts.
That would be terrifying, yeah.
I
like yours better. I can't think of anything, yeah.
Yeah, it blew your mind. But yeah, like, if you believe in ghosts, cool. You don't, good on you. We're divided here, but we can be certain on one thing. You're going to love our podcast.
You love it.
And you're going to find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Rate and rate us 5 stars. Give us some ghost stories in the comments there. Give us some real life ghost stories. We're on Facebook. We have a lot of our videos there. Watch them there. We can do a group watch party there as well.
Watch party.
You can add comments on when you've been visited by a ghost. If you've ever seen a ghost, we're game for it. If you want us to cover a ghost, remember, guys, we take requests. If you have something you want, we take requests. You can tell us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just send us something that you think is really interesting, and we'll cover it. We'll do it. But anyway, guys.
We definitely haven't taken a fan suggestion in a long time. And,
some of those were the best ones we've done. So, definitely. Come on, guys. Get us something to go
on. Ozark, Caller, Maldire.
Awesome. Fantastic. Of course. But until next time, guys. I'm Dude. He's Jay. And guys, I show each and every week. What about Bigfoot?